Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 28th of June. Happy Lord's Day. Enjoy your time fellowshipping with other believers, with your family, whomever it is that you gather with, and however you do this, digitally, face-to-face. I think it's a great thing to find an opportunity for community on these days, and especially at these times. Kind of like when the book of Hebrews told the people to not forsake assembling, so much the more as you see the day approaching. In other words, you need community so much more whenever things are precarious. And we live in a world where we have some precariousness. So much the more enjoy that time of community. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, as we said yesterday, the word beat, literally, lest I be exalted above measure. On yesterday's podcast, we talked about the allegory of the thorn and how that's an Old Testament image, and that whatever this is, which we'll kind of dig into today, whatever it is, Paul was using that Jewish imagery that it is an outside force meant to teach you a lesson. Paul does not accuse the Lord of anything here. That's first and foremost. He doesn't accuse the Father of trying to teach him a lesson. He doesn't accuse God of being against him. In fact, he asks the Lord in the next verse three times to take the thorn away. So he still recognizes God's authority in his life. He recognizes that whatever's going on, God didn't send it, because if God sent it, then the proper prayer should be, Lord, teach me what I need to know through this, because you put this on me. The "you put this on me" is our idea. That's what we think. And I don't mean you and me specifically, but it's kind of what happens, that we get this idea that if bad things are happening, either God did it or God allowed it. And Paul is asking, he ends up asking the Lord to take it away. So I don't think that's Paul's mentality. Again, if it was, then don't ask the Lord to take it away. It's kind of like when Jesus gets in the boat with his disciples. Let's go to the other side. And on the way across the water, they experience a storm. Jesus is asleep. The disciples wake him, Lord, don't you care that we're perishing? Jesus rebukes the storm, and then in so many words rebukes the disciples for their lack of faith, and then they go on to the other side. If Jesus believed that storms were sent by God to teach us a lesson, then Jesus would be rebuking his own Father. They're not sent by God. They're part of this world. Paul identifies the thorn as a messenger of Satan. For the Hebrew mentality, that's a messenger of Hasatan, a messenger of the adversary. Paul doesn't accuse the Lord of being the adversary, but he believes that he has adversaries and that things are coming against him. It seems to be that it's something tangible, something Paul can most definitely identify, but here's where we run into the problem. You and I aren't going to solve this by studying the Word. There have been literally hundreds of commentators, you could probably say thousands of commentators, written commentators, throughout the nearly 2,000 years of this written church history since Paul wrote this down. It's rapidly approaching 2,000 years. If I live long enough, I will hit the 2,000 year anniversary of something like 2 Corinthians. And in those 20 centuries, we've never been able to come up with the definitive answer to what is Paul's thorn in the flesh. There's a lot of possibilities. Some have used the phrase "in the flesh" to determine that it was literally a fleshly ailment. There is some speculative information in the New Testament. I say speculative, not that the information is specious, but that we can speculate based on what's written that maybe Paul had a vision issue, that maybe he struggles with his eyes. He speaks of writing large letters with his own hand, and the indication there is that the letters themselves, not the length of the letter, but the individual letters on the page were large, sort of in the Pauline style, and that Paul struggled with this, some sort of ocular issue. We have no idea if that's true. That interpretation bothers some people because they struggle with seeing the Apostle Paul in a less than perfectly healed state, although even faith healers that are famous of the last century or more often struggled with their own physical ailments while they walked in the gifts of healings for everyone and anyone else. So it wouldn't be completely unprecedented for someone who operates in the gifts of healings to not walk in that healing in their own physical body. So that's a possibility. The fact that he calls it a messenger of Satan has led some to believe that it's spiritual, that it's some sort of harassing demon, some harassing spiritual power, or that it's the constant harassment of his prosecutors of Judaism, those who were his brothers in Judaism who've now turned on him, and that it's daily. You could take that as a possibility, particularly based on his language of 1 Corinthians 15, when he talks about having fought the beasts at Ephesus and I die daily. This idea that I'm facing the possibility of death every single day. As it stands, we don't really exactly know what it is, but it could be a variety of stuff faced in his life. Here's the point. Few of God's people have ever been free from at least some kind of hindrance, some kind of weakness, some kind of opposition. I think perhaps the Holy Spirit didn't have Paul elaborate so that it could be so ambiguous as to cover your personal thorn in the flesh, that you would realize that you're not always going to be free from every little tick and every little issue, that it is not as if you're out of God's will because you have those issues, but that the strength that he gives is sufficient. One theory that I do lean towards based on Paul's literary use of his self-esteem issues is that I think it's quite possible that the thorn in the flesh is insecurity, that Paul struggles being alone. He's even missed the will of God. Remember, in this letter, even if you just took this letter as context, back in chapter 2, he didn't take a door that was opened to him by the Lord. He admits the Lord opened a door. Verses 12 and 13 of 2 Corinthians 2. The Lord opened to me a door. I didn't have rest in my spirit because I didn't find Titus, my brother. Paul missed a chance to do the work of God because he didn't have his brother. This sort of insecurity and a little bit of loneliness and a little bit, at times, wishy-washiness, he displays a little bit of that when he's with James in the book of Acts. That could be Paul's thorn in the flesh. The fact that he feels like he needs to be all things to all men. Whatever it is, it's to encourage you and I that we are not alone when we struggle. Tomorrow we'll deal with his prayer, and we'll deal with the fact that God's grace is sufficient for him. And then on Tuesday's podcast, the 30th of June, we will do the DDP essay edition for June. So we'll come back here tomorrow to verse 8. See you then. God bless.